From furniture showrooms to fashion aisles to television shows like Mad Men and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, mid-century modern style and design is seeing a renaissance in recent years. For people living in Midland, these clean, sleek lines have always been a part of everyday life. This city has a unique concentration of mid-century modern buildings. And over the past 2 years, volunteers have been heading out into Midland to document the city's architectural treasure trove. Craig McDonald is the director of the Alden B. Dow Home and Studio in Midland. Craig, where'd the idea come from to survey these mid-century structures?
You know, we've always known of Mr. Dow's structures here, and because he's the one who brought modernism to Midland, but we also knew and were aware of that there were so many other architects and designers who contributed to this unparalleled collection of mid-century structures, and we said we need to really document it now. We need to let people know about it because it's such an unusual collection. Just it's so rare in the United States to have so many of one style in one city.
Is there any kind of head count, the number count that you might have an idea how many mid-century structures we're talking about?
To date, we have documented 423.
And that is, as you say, an unusually high concentration.
It is. It's because it's so integrated to every part of our community here. It's not just one, you know, three-block radius, kind of like Oak Park, which is spectacular outside of Chicago that features a lot of Wright's early work. This is every part of Midland. It's doctor's office, it's schools, it's houses, it's fire stations, you know, it's the church people go to. So it's really, we just accept it as part of our landscape, yet it's so unusual and so unparalleled.
And tell us more about Alden B. Dow, this man who really, as you say, brought this to Midland.
Yeah, Alden Dow, who is the architect laureate of the state of Michigan, he just had different ideas about architecture. He thought that especially a house could be more than just a shelter, that if it was designed right for particular individuals, it could help us grow spiritually, physically, and emotionally, and plus function. It was form and function working together. He studied for a short time with Frank Lloyd Wright and learned well from Mr. Wright, and just redefined architecture, and then other young people saw this, and they were really engaged by his designs, by the function, and so other people came to Midland and worked with him, and then went off on their own, and they helped create this collection. So he really is the beginning and the impetus for it, but Midland is so much more than just Mr. Dow's work. It's this influence that he had as well.
Who are some of the other architects that their work stands out?
You know, we just have a phenomenal array. We've been able to identify 38 architects and an additional 7 designers and engineers who also design here. So Jackson Hallett, Francis Red Warner, Glenn Red Beach, Robert Schwartz, Carl Schulwitz. I mean, the list goes on and on. And we learned so much about architects we had no idea about.
Now, what are the defining features of modernism, of mid-century architecture?
You know, I think when we look at mid-century architecture, there are some traits, and these are the traits that we gave to our volunteers who canvassed our whole city, neighborhood by neighborhood, structure by structure. There's always a strong horizontal orientation. There are clean lines and a lack of ornamentation. There's an integration into the site. Typically a large chimney mass that somewhat anchors the house. And then there's repetition of features like windows and roof lines and a real combination of quality materials. And that's one thing, you know, Midland has kind of its own definition of mid-century modern design because the quality of materials was just so paramount to all the people who designed here. So it's a little bit different than how we would define mid-century in other areas.
And what was the thinking behind this school of design? What were they trying to say in the 1950s?
You know, I think they were trying to say that there was a different way to live and a different way to define buildings, though. It wasn't just about show. It was about how does a house function? How is it connected to the outdoors because it was such a healthy way to live? But it's really that form and function working together as our country was redefining. And that's, you know, really the impetus, all this new technology that the war brought, and to say there's a different way to live and let's be functional and incorporate beauty at the same time.
So how many volunteers were out there plugging away for the last couple of years?
You know, we've been so fortunate. We had 30 volunteers. We called them scanners because we broke the city down into parcels parcel maps, and they truly went structure by structure, and we gave them those tenants we just talked about, what were the physical characteristics. So if a building had even one, we wanted them to submit that building. So they submitted over 892 structures. Then we had a review committee with architects and design professionals that we went through structure by structure, one by one, and saw a photo of it to determine if it was mid-century or not. And then it went into our new website and now our new mobile app, so you can look all this up and take tours, and it's just so much fun.
Yeah, tell us about the app so people can kind of make something of all this information that your volunteers found.
Yeah, happy to. The app is Mid-Century Midland, and you can get it through the Apple Store or through Google. And you can look structures up by building type, by architect. You can look it up by the street name. You can look it up by the original owner's name. And like our database, you can access all that. And there's a picture of every structure. It tells you who designed it. It tells you what year, any other information we have. What the app has, in addition to what the website has, is that you can actually tour. We have predetermined or pre-selected tours where there are high concentrations of structure, or like a religious structure tour. But then even better is you can customize a tour on the app to say, what architect do I want? What building type? Then it will show you all the things they did, and then you select which ones you want to see, and then it routes it in the most efficient route, and then it sends it to Google Map. So then from wherever you're standing or sitting, you can then go see the structures.
Were you surprised at how many structures were turned up once those volunteers got out there and started coming back with their findings?
You know, we were. We were very surprised, because some are just so woven into neighborhoods, and you know, you don't see every structure in a city, and we were just stymied actually by the number. And we found a couple of architects we had never heard of before who have more than 15 or 20 structures in our city, and it was, again, all this new information we're learning about them as individuals, as designers. We're also learning about the builders, just the quality craftsmen that were here. So it's just been such a delight to learn more every day about this process and about the people who created them.
You know, as you talk, I hear your excitement and your passion for modernism, for mid-century design and architecture. What speaks to you about that? And I guess what I'm asking you is to people who say, you know what, I look at this and I just don't get it. What do you say to them?
You know, I think that, like anything, I have appreciation for people who think in a different way, who give us new definitions. Doesn't mean that I have to love a new definition, but I so appreciate that someone was willing to say, hey, we can do something in a better way, or they thought it was a better way, and they actually went out and did it. And that's what modernism is to me. Some people still love I love traditional architecture too, but I have this appreciation for modernism because it was a different way of thinking, and it's so functional. And Midland is so unique because it has such a concentration. Mr. Dow would always say, you know, let's retain what's unique about Midland. Midland is this science town. It's a town of education, of family. But part of our definition is to stay unique, that Mr. Dow, Alden Dow, and his father before him, Herbert Dow, created new definitions for the world. And this is a really unique city that is good at creating definitions. And so it's not that you have to love it, but wow, this is a really unique feature to our city. As our cities start to look like every other city, this is something that will always differentiate Midland from any other city.
Do you have a favorite building?
Oh, you know, I have to say it's the Alden Dow Home and Studio. The thing I love about the studio is when you come driving down Post Street, you instantly start to ask questions, and that's what Mr. Dow wanted. He wanted us to think for ourselves. He wanted us to go forward and challenge the world to create new ideas, because that's how we grow as humans. And so this building still has that power to make you question about buildings and design and color and light. And everyone who enters it, maybe you're thinking, oh, I'm going to go to a historic house. But by the time they leave, they don't want to leave. They're like, wow, this was so exciting. And they're already thinking about buildings and how space impacts us as humans.
And again, the app is called Mid-Century Midland, so I assume that's pretty available?
Yeah, Yeah, mid-century modern Midland. Yes.
Mid-century modern Midland, and the result of 2 years of volunteers heading out, crisscrossing the city of Midland, documenting the treasure trove of mid-century architecture. And we've been talking with Craig McDonald, who's the director of the Alden B. Dow Home and Studio in Midland. Thanks so much for sharing this work with us, Craig.
Thank you so much. Just get out there, use the app, and have a great time.
And you can see photos of some of Midland's vast collection of mid-century modern architecture. Just go to the stateside page at michiganradio.org.